It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The highly contagious Delta COVID-19 variant, originally discovered in India, is spreading quickly in Mesa County. For weeks, case numbers have been rising. Jeff Coor, the director of the county health department, released a public health warning yesterday, urging residents to get vaccinated and to stay home if they're sick.
We're considering this an emergency because our case count is driven by this widespread community transmission of the Delta variant in Mesa County. We're a huge hotspot.
The county has nearly 250 cases per 100,000 people, but a vaccination rate of just under 40%. A dozen Colorado counties now have vaccination rates higher than 70%. That's according to new figures from the governor's office. The counties include Denver, Jefferson, and Boulder counties along the Front Range. In southwest Colorado, San Juan and San Miguel counties in the state's top vaccination rates. Metropolitan State University in Denver says it will give free tuition to 5 students who get vaccinated. The so-called Rowdy Return Scholarship will award up to $8,100 to 5 undergraduate students who get at least one dose of the vaccine by mid-July. The drawing is in August. State wildlife officials say this is the time of year when they see an increase in deer and elk along I-25, where a woman was killed in an accident Monday. She pulled over after hitting an elk near Castle Rock. Then she was hit by another vehicle as she got out of her car. CDOT's Chuck Attardo says the state has considered 8-foot fencing to keep wildlife off the highway in that area, but it's no guarantee.
So you get a deer or an elk that gets up to the fence, it follows it to the end, and it crosses the interstate anyway. And that's what we're worried about right now, and we're discussing and we're trying to figure out an innovative solution around that.
Wildlife managers say deer and elk south of Denver near the Pike National Forest are more active compared to other parts of the state. And it is sunny, hot, and breezy across much of Colorado today. And for the next few days, highs in the 90s around Denver and Boulder and Colorado Springs, Fort Collins. This is CPR News.